like the Mishnah. Behema gasa, nitzis b'mesira, madaka b'agba, divrei Remei, Rabbi Eliezer, b'chachamim oimrim, behema daka nitzis b'mesira. So we have here a machlaikis only by behema daka. The Mishnah doesn't tell us any machlaikis by behema gasa. Only a machlaikis by behema daka. What's a machlaikis? Either behema daka is b'agba. Somebody wants to be kind of a goat. The goat is a behema daka. So we have here machlaikis that the kinyan is b'agba. That's the shita of Remei Rav Eliezer, and the chachamim say b'mishicha. So we have here machlaikis in the Mishnah, but no machlaikis in behema gasa. Behema gasa, if you want to be kind of a cow or a bull, so that the Mishnah doesn't bring a machlaikis, so that the Gemara brings a machlaikis. Darash Rav b'kimfuni, b'kimfunya, behema gasa niktis b'mishicha. Rav said, no, behema gasa is mishicha. Ashkefinu Shmuel, Talmidi de Rav Amalu, niyama Rav behema gasa niktis b'mishicha. Is it true that Rav said Mishicha of Anan b'Nisira Tanan, Rav Nami b'Nisira Amen? Say the Mishnah says Nisira, say Rav earlier had said the Nisira. Hada b'Miyahi, did he have Charata? So they answered him, Hudamar ki Aitana, the Tanya, Chamer, Mizubizu Nix, Mishicha, Shimonai, Mizubizu Bagba. So we take them Gemara and the Mishnah together. Comes out, we have two machlaikis. We have one machlaikis by Behema Gasa. If the Mishnah says b'mesira, the Gemara says b'meshicha, or b'agba, like Reb Shimon. And behema daka, we have the similar machlaikis, but that's in the Mishnah. If behema daka is b'agba or meshicha. So this is the machlaikis tanoim. So we have these two taisis in. Each one is one machlaikis Rashi and taisis. Well, the first one we spoke about at an earlier point when we discussed Kinyan Mesira. Taisus brings a machlaikis. Rashi Shita is what's Taich Kinyan Mesira has to be miyad liyad. It has to go from one person's hand to the other. Taisus Mesela's hand to the buyer's hand. That's Mesira. And Taisus disagrees. Taidari holds that Mesira is not miyad liyad. Just the buyer takes a hold of it. That's Mesira. That's one machlaikis Rashi and Taisus. The second Taisus, what's the machlaikis Rashi and Taisus? And the second one? The big Taisus, which is a better Kenyan. Rashi holds Mesira is a better Kenyan than Mashiach. And it seems Rabbi Tam agrees with Rashi, but the Ri holds that, we'll call it Taisus Shita, the Ri Shita, that which is better, that Mashiach is better than Mesira. Do these two machlaikis have anything to do with each other? Two taisis? Just pasha, not any big lumdis. Rashi holds Mesira is the yad liyad. Mesira is that the owner gives it the yadayim to the buyer. The taisis says, no, Mesira is you just take hold of the reins. Or take hold of the hair, the grab onto the animal. In the next taisis, we have a machlaikis, which is better, Mesira and Mashiach. So again, Rashi and Taisus argue. Rashi says Mesira is better, Taisus Mashiach is better. Logically, the Tumach likes him, Atali of these makes sense, Atali is Abizet. Rashi holds Mesira is that the seller gives it to the buyer, gives it to Mesira. So like Rashi, Mesira is Takash Takakini. It's a very obvious Sayyaraz Dailus, the seller hands it to the buyer. So if you hold Mesira is Miyad Liyad, so then Rashi says, Mesira is the best of the Mashiach. The seller is handing it to the buyer. The Ri, who in the first Taisus argued, no, what's Mesira? Think about it. Mesira, like the Ri, is just grabbing the reins. Not a very strong Haraz Bailus grabbing onto the reins. The seller is not handing it to you. So the Ri holds that Mesira is just grabbing onto the reins. So the next Taisus, he says, Mashiach is better than Mesira. Of course Mashiach is better. Mashiach, you're pulling the animal. Mesira, he tells you, grab the reins. You grab the reins without handing it.
One thing, though, Rashi understands it, but Rashi, first of all, you have to look at it. But the point is, it's a different gravity point.
Well, which is more? If given, the Gemara says there are two things: there's Mesira and there's Mesheva. So which one are you going to tell me is a better king? It seems what? It should be the same. So we'll get to the kasha that it should be exactly the same. But you hear the way it works out. Like Tysvis is it's very pashit. The Mesira is not miyad liyad. So it makes sense that Mashiach is stronger than Mesira. That should be masculine. Your kasha will get to this night. But these two taisis in the machleks and the mistama totally zavizeh. If your whole Mesira is a strong kinyan that the Meicha gives the kindness, that's stronger than Mashiach. If you'll take care of the Mashiach is strong. That's the pashas. Now Taisvis asks somewhere in the middle of the Taisvis, a famous expression, that the chikinyan and mitzvah say in shame asais in element amufar. Taisvis wonders. Seems that where it's shaykh mesira, mishicha doesn't work. If you all mesira is better than mishicha. If I can't, if you all like Taisvis, mishicha is better than mesira. So where mishicha chashuva min a mesira, then when mishicha works, mesira doesn't work. So Taisvis says to kasha that the chikinyan and mitzvah say in shame asais in element amufar. What are you talking about? And you can marry a woman, the kesef b'shtar v'biya. So we don't say, well, one is better, so you have to do the better one. No. Whichever kenyan you want, you do. It's a choice. You want to be kind of karka, the chalipin, or the chazaka, or the shtar, or kesef. We never had that kesef is a better kenyan than chazaka. So do kesef, don't do chazaka. So Taisus says the kasha, Taisus wonders. The kenyan and mitzvah saying, shame asaytam and amufcha, we have your machlaik, it's rashi in Taisus. Is Mesira better? If Mesira is better, Mashiach doesn't work. Or Mashiach is better, Mesira doesn't work. So does Tosis really answer the kasha? It's funny, because Tosis doesn't really answer it. Yichi mitzvah say, Mashiach or Mesira, shemavat lezu azu, shein lasi tzalim and amovcher. Mashiach do the best way? What do you mean the best way? What's the hesber? Why if Mesira is better than Mashiach, Mesira works not Mashiach. If your Mashiach is better than Mesira, Mashiach works not Mesira. What the hell is there? Anybody? What?
So you could be misupik if Mesira is a Kenyan. But to say that it's a Kenyan, but since Mashiach is better, Mesira doesn't work, that shouldn't hold true. That's what he said. But there's an Evan Ozel, I mentioned to you back in the beginning that the Evan Ozel on Kinyanim, it's his, one of his Kinyanim, the areas that he has a lot of Arichus on. The Evan Ozel is down on the Evan Ozel in Hilchus Mechira, Perik Beis Halacha Hay. Rather not a hard piece inside. He's down in the Shita Sarambam. The Shita Sarambam is like Taisus. That Meshicha is Kaina. We pass in Meshicha is Kaina. Lafuke Mesira. It says, Sai Behema Gasa, Sai Behema Daka, we pass in Meshicha. That's the Psak. You want to buy an animal, doesn't matter, big animal, small animal, the Kenyan is Meshicha. Valai be Mesira. Mashiach, yeah, Mesira, no, which is Tais Shita in the Chacham. The Chacham is saying Mashiach, V'lay Mesira, that's the Pesach of the Rambam. So the Lechem Mishnah asks on the Rambam that the Rambam says by being kind of a behema shel hefker or a behema of a ger shemes, behema yarshim. So what can you need a kind of behemah shel hefker? Right? Behemah shel hefker, can you do mesira by a behemah shel hefker? That's not shag mesira. Mesira needs das makna. So the Rambam says, when you're kind of behemah shel hefker, you have to do mesicha, because mesira doesn't work, because there's no das makna. As I state in Rambam. When you're kind of behemah shel hefker, you have to do mesicha. Mesira doesn't work, there's no das makna. What's around that Rambam? Rambam's Mesira never works. The Rambam passes it to Chachamim. The Behema Gasa and Behema Daka is nikdis b'mashicha. That's the Pesach HaRamba. And he holds like Tysus. Mashicha yeah, Masira no. Masira never works. So here, when it comes to being kind of shohefka, the Rambam writes, Mashicha works, but not Masira, because there's no das mach. What do you mean because there's no das mach? Even when there is a das mach, even when you're buying from someone, Shita to Rambam is Mashicha, not Masira. So what are you coming and telling me? By Ger, by Hefker, it doesn't work because Mashicha and Masira alone. What's the pshat? This is the Lechem Mishnah's Kashit. Father's the Lechem Mishnah very much. Akedei Kach, the Lechem Mishnah starts to make chilukim between a Masira where you give over the reins and a Masira where you give over the Seyar HaBehema. It depends what type of Masira. It's all a Deichik. Because in Shas, we don't find chiluk between this Masira, that Masira. So the Lechem Mishnah's Kash is a Shara Kash. Devin Ozel also brings, not from a Rambam, but from one of the Gaonim, I think, that also pachnas like the Rambam, that Mashicha works in that Masira. And yet he writes that if you marked it to someone, a whole herd of animals, a Sara Behemoth, you want to sell in one shot, and you attach all 10 animals to one rein, so you could just do a Masira of that one rein, and it's kind of all 10 animals. And they state in the Gaonim. And it's the same kasha. If you pass the Mashicha works and not Masira, so why are you telling me Lamdasin that I have 10 animals attached to one rein, then I could do it with one Masira? If your whole Masira works, so it's very good. You're telling me, like the Madiyama, the Hema Nikta Bibasira, Divra Meya, if you attach 10 animals in one rein, so we could clear, could you be kind of 10 with one Masira? Kamash Roliya. But La Halacha, that Mashicha works and not Masira. So what are you telling me? 10 animals in one rein is Masira. Who cares if it's Masira? We pass Ki Mashicha, not Masira. So what are you telling me? Shtekot Torah about Masira? So because of these kashas, Devin Ozel says a pshat, which is very, very Oilal Asfara. Devin Ozel says that the Indian of these kinyanim, Akvah, Mashicha, Masira, is that it has to be done in the derech of Bible. Of Bibles. It has to be done in a manner which is normal for an owner. It shows Bibles. But the whole, we once spoke in Tyros Bibles, the Mashiach Lushusa, I'm not getting into that. Just saying it has to be done in a normal manner of Bible. So Taisus asked, Echi Kinyanim, Mitzvah saying, Shem Asais Ne'elam and Amoscher, Kinyanim have to be done the best way. Shot is that you have to do it to show bailus. If normal bailin would do it a certain way, you can't do it a different way. Lamashal. Let's say I take a pen. And this is extreme marshal, but let's say I take a pen. You're selling me a pen. I want it kind of with Mashicha. I schlep it. That's not a king. I have to hagvah on the pen. Why do I have to hagvah? Why can't I do Mashicha? There it is, because nobody is kind of a pen with Mashicha. It doesn't show bailus. Pen is something a person normally picks up. So this darchei d'agvah, the shicha doesn't work. It's not the normal way. It doesn't show any type of bailus at all. So when we're saying kinyanim have to be done in amufcher, it means they have to be done b'derech bailus. Taisus and the Rambam hold mashicha is more than mesira. Mashicha is a stronger derech bailus than mesira. You schlep the animal. Whether you schlep it physically, a kairalai, a huba, even if you call it, it comes to you, it also shows bailus. If you could do a kinyan with Mashicha, you don't do a Mesira. Mashicha is a better hairaz bailus than Mesira. That's the reason for Shita's taisus. Rashi holds Mesira is better than Mashicha. But within these kinyanim, which are all kinyanim of taking possession, if you want to take physical possession, you do it the way that bailum do it. You can't ask me, Isha, you could be kind of a Keser Shtarabia, why do we say one is better? Because Keser Shtarabia, each is a separate kinyan. Hagbah, Mashicha, Masira are all one class of kinyanim. It's a way of taking something. You pick it up, you pull it, you hold it. These are all ways of taking things. Taking things you have to do in the best way, or whatever is the most bailus type of way. Why? I think we may, I may come to what you're asking. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what you're asking, but hold on a second. The point is, what you're saying may be true. Well, I'll get to it in a minute. I mean, if you do the wrong one, sure, it's the right one. We may get to it. One second. We're going to get to it. That's the smart that I want to get to. But again, what's the site of the Evan Ozel? You got to do it the most Bible stick away. The other way works. No, I mean the way that Bailus would do it. Let's say they didn't want to do kinyanim. Somebody come and buy something. They're not interested in doing a technical kinyan. What would he normally do? Take a behema. You would pull it here. You'd be Moshe fit. You take it with you. You don't just grab onto the reins. Take it with you. They're both normal. Taisus tells one is more than the other. One is more a way of buying something, of acquiring something, than something else. Is it abnormal to take possession of something just by grabbing the reins? Taisus tells that's abnormal. It's not a way that a person takes something, takes possession of something. A person's standing around fidgeting, so he holds on to the reins. That's not a way to take something. What does Evan also want to wife with this? To Zayif, that lo yitzur, you would have a hecha timtza. You would have a situation where in this situation the sira is normal, then it would work. If there would be some zaitiga reason why masira is normal in a certain situation to take possession with masira, it would work. For example, he brings by a svina to take possession of a svina. The Rambam writes you take possession of a boat with masira. Why? The Lashon of Rambam, because Hagbah is the Efshin. You can't pick up a boat. There are small boats you can pick up, but a big boat, Hagbah is the Efshin. And Meshicha is a Tircha. To pull a boat, it's a Tircha. A rowboat you can pull, but a big boat is a Tircha. So to Rambam, Mameila, we do Mesir. And the Rambam says, V'chein kol k'yaitza b'zeh. Any similar thing, like a boat, with a big Tircha, to schlep the boat. So there, kol kiyaitza b'zeh mesira works. But the lam is pashit. Because there's nothing wrong with mesira. If it's normal, mesira is fine. So to take possession of a boat, it would be a normal thing to do with mesira, that's fine. Who are deans of Dev and Ozel? If you say you want to buy 10 animals in one shot. So to schlep 10 animals already, not such a double pashit, even though all in one rein. To pull 10 animals, it's not a simple thing. So 10 animals on one rein, Mesira could work, even like the Rambam, even like Tosfos. Because the point is that where the normal taking possession would be Meshicha, then Mesira is no good. Well, you would have a case where Mesira would be normal. So you do Mesira, there's no problem. Like a boat, like 10 behemoths by the other. The Meila Hu Adin. If you have if you have hefker, behemishal hefker, why would a person who wants to be kind of hefker rather do mesira than meshicha? What's the benefit? Trick question. What's the benefit? If you see a behemoth in the street, you want to be kinder. What benefit would you have to try to do mesira better than meshicha? Evan Ozel says meshicha is only kind in your rishus. Remember, we have the chasur hover. He said hakbar is kind anyway. Meshicha is only kaina in a simta or yorishus. Mesira is kaina b'shus harabim or b'shus shei b'shus shnei. We said mesira and meshicha are opposites. Whatever mesira is, meshicha doesn't work. Meshicha. A behemah shel hefker, you want to be kaina as soon as you can, because if you grab it and you're not kaina yet, someone else could grab it. So what I'm buying from you, I don't care. I'm buying something for you. I'm not kaina until it gets to my rishus. No problem. Will be yours till it gets to my rishus. Something happens, it'll be your loss. A behemah shel hefker, I don't want to be kind of the behemah shel hefker with bringing it to my rishus. It takes time. I have to take it all the way. I'm in the street. My lucky day, I find something shel hefker. I want to be kind of. So I don't want to do a kinyan which requires that I'm not kind of until I bring it to my house. I'd rather do mesira. So there, logically, mesira should work. Zakhtarambam, by behemah shel hefker, you know why mesira doesn't work?
Because Mesira needs das makna, and there's no makna. That's what it says in Rambam. So the kasha was, what do you mean? Mesira doesn't work by behemoth anyway. So it says, no, Mesira works by behemoth. If it's normal, it works. Assuming there's such a thing as Mesira, such a thing as Mesheicha, the Tais in the Rambam hold. Assuming there are two ways of acquiring things, Mesira and Mesheicha, what would a person rather do? So, or which one is a stronger showing of violence? Tais is hold. The pulling it is a stronger showing of violence. So, maybe that's the one that's the king. In by Davashal Hefker, Mesira normally would be the better way to show I want to be kind. Sometimes we're running around the street, I want to show I want to be kind, I grab it. That would be, if not for the fact that the son doesn't act, that would be the king. That would be a normal heroic bank. Anyway, this is all in Devin Ozel. Devin Ozel's Gishmak, it gives words to a sugya which doesn't have words. This Taisvis, the famous Taisvis, because this is the Taisvis, in the same Taisvis above a Basra, and it's the same size. Same size Taisvis above a Basra. This Taisvis is the Taisvis that says that there's such a thing as one Kinyan over another, which we don't have in Shas normally. Normally, you have a choice of Kinyanim. Every Mishnah we had, Nikta b'this, b'this, and b'that. This is the first time we had this concept. Devin Ozel gives verita to the concept. But the part is, you have to show baimus, you have to do a b'derech habaimun. This is the biggest derech habaimun, that's why this works and not the second one. The Neila is chiddush, which is all the bite that this Rambam is Sfina. But Sfina, the Rambam explains why you claim about the Mesira. Because Hakbar is the Epsher, and because Meshicha is a Tircha, the Neila you claim the Mesira, the Chayn Kol Kiyayt V'zeh. Instead of anything else to say, and that's the Rambam's side, that anything where it's a Tircha to the Meshicha, seriously. This is the car, it's Shaykh Masira, the kind of car. Kind of car, what? Well, I took them, so I assume you have to kind of Mashiach. If you kind of car with Mashiach, that means you're not kind until you bring it to your driveway or your simta, your parking spot. Maybe is there such a thing as Masira on a car? That's a Shaykh. Giving over the cocky is Mesira. By an animal, Mesira is something attached to the animal. The cocky is not attached.
Or, you know, you couldn't get
what?
The animal, you can't give it unless it's
at
range.
You can't move the car without the keys. I wonder. You put it in neutral and push it, but that's a tircha like a schema. You put it in neutral without the keys either. So I don't know. I wonder if there's such a thing. Can you go over the keys? Or can you buy a car? I have a feeling handing over the keys is kind of the keys. I have a feeling it's not kind of the car. Not kind of the car, Mistam, until you do Mashiach. It's not Shach Mesira. What Mesira are you going to have in a car? You're going to hand over. How do you hand over a car physically? What? So you're kind of the papers of insurance. You're not kind of the car. Mistam, a car, you have to be kind of with Mashiach. So you have to Mashiach the Rishas. The Mashiach Rishas. The nafkamina is not so much when you buy a car. Nafkamina, I told you last time, is when you borrow a car. Because we pass in you not chayiv al tshaymer until you meshich al rishusai. I think you shaymer. You're not chayiv on responsibility until you do a kinyan. And the only kinyan that I think of on a car is mashicha. Kesef is not kaidah by metaphor, and chalitin would be kaidah. Who does chalitin? So we have to be a mashicha. The shaykh mesira by a car. I'd be interested to look in the paiskin. Svina, Shaya. Svina normally has reins. Has a bow. Has a car doesn't have anything like reins that you could be kind of. It's like a new Mesira. You're saying a Mesira, so it's not attached to it. It's a Mestama. Kenya needs a Makar. Svara, I'm asking, but the Maisa. Okay. There are a number of important nekudas here, some of which we discussed when we talked about Mesheicha Mesira earlier, some of which we didn't. First of all, there's a question by Mesira. What's kleina by Mesira? Is it grabbing onto the reins that's kleina? or is it holding the reins that tighten? In other words, is it the maisa of taking hold of the reins that's a kinyan of an animal? Or is it the fact that I'm already holding it? Let's say I hold the reins before I buy it from you. I'm already holding it from before. Now you want to sell it to me. Do I have to grab the reins again? Is it the grabbing of the reins? Or is it the holding of the reins? So to be patient, this, the Avni Nezer goes into a sma, which we discussed on Chofez on the days. The sma is the Simon Kuf Tzadiches of Katan Yud Zayin. He brings the Machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis. The Mesira needs Miyad Liyad. And it doesn't mean Miyad Liyad. Rashi holds it has to be Miyad the seller to Miyad the buyer. And Taisvis holds no, it's enough to buy a grip. Practice sma. 1 minute. We say Meshicha only works in a simta or in the Rishus of a Kaina, and it does not work Rishus or Rabin. For every Meshicha Rishus or Rabin should work B'Taras Mesira, if it's something on which Mesira works. Every Meshicha Rishus or Rabin should work out Mesira out Kinyan Mayel Kinyan Shein Mayel. Let's say, the Rambam holds if we can't be kind of Bein Magasim Mesira, only Meshicha, so it's not a Kasha. But on something for which Meshicha and Mesira work, let's say, like the late Remeya, place that says Meshicha or Mesira work, or like Rashi, the Chachamim, Meshicha or Mesira work. So on such things, every Meshicha, Rishus HaRabim, should work with Taras Mesira with the din of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shein Mayel. I'm talking Mechavim for Meshicha. I'm not Mechavim for Mesira. But if Meshicha doesn't work, it's Rishus HaRabim, let it work with Taras Mesira. So the Sma says, no, you're Megala Yadas, you want to do Meshicha, so Mesira doesn't work. That's not like a Kivegas Klal. Kivegas Klal is that Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shein Mayel does work. So Hadra Kashal Aduchte. So what's going on? This was the Sma's Kash. So Tiskei Tshuva brought, I think it was the Mishnah Lamelach Teretz. Mishnah Lamelach said a Klal, which we always learned in Rabbi Kiva Eger, that when do we say Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shein Mayel works? Only if they're both happening at the same minute. The same time that I'm doing a Kinyan Shein Mayel, I want to be cut a Kinyan Shein Mayel, at that minute I'm doing a Kinyan Mayel. I fall down on coins on the floor, I fall on it, I want to be kind of by laying on the coins. No such Kinyan. The Fibla is not a Kinyan. So I'll be kind of with a Kinyan Dalet Amos. It's at the same second that I'm doing both, it works. Mesira and Meshicha are not at the same second. Why? Mesira is when I take hold of the reins. Meshicha is when I pull the animal. It's not Bahadadi. So it's not Shmer. Every Meshicha should work out Mesira. If you think you're doing Meshicha, when do you think you're being kindness? Only when you're pulling it, at the minute that you're already pulling it. If you want it to work B'Taras Mesira, when are you kindness? When you grab it. So the Mishnah Melech, not Bahadadi, and the rule of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shein Mayel works is only true if the two Kinyanim are at the same moment. Hayais, they're at different moments, it doesn't work. That's the Mishnah Melech Teretz, which is Pisei Tshuva quotes to answer the Pishas Asma, even learns it into the Sma Teretz. That's what the Sma means. So this is his Teretz. It's a very flat to Teretz, but whenever we spoke about Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shein Mayel, we always said that it has to be Bahadadi, it has to be at the same time. Dr. Avnei Nezer, from this Mishnah Lamelech, I could learn Taich Mesira. My question was, what's Mesira? Grabbing the reins or holding the reins? Obviously, from this Mishnah Lamelech, it's grabbing the reins as the Kenyan. If you say grabbing the reins is a Kenyan, so you could say it wasn't at the same time. When I grabbed the reins, I wasn't pulling it. When I was pulling it, I wasn't grabbing the reins. But if you say holding the reins is Mesira, holding it is Mesira. Then when I do Mashiach, I'm still doing it. I'm still holding the rest. Elamai, Zokti Avni Nezer. It's not at the same time. It's at two different times. And the Mela doesn't work. The Kinyan Mesira has to be that you take hold of it, not that you're already holding it. And that's the definition of Mesira, not Kinyan, not his case, whatever. You had a case there where they wanted to be kind of Mesira afterwards, and Mesira doesn't work afterwards. That's his psalm. So that's the definition of Kinyan Mesira, is taking hold, grabbing onto something, taking hold of something. That's the definition of Mesira, and that's good. In Kinyan Mashiach, we had just briefly, what is the Kinyan of Mashiach? We had two ways to learn, Devin Ozel. Either Mashiach is Hayros Bailus, showing I'm the owner, or it's a Haval Roshusai, it's a nice Kinyan of bringing it to the Roshus. Devin Ozel had two ways to learn, Kinyan Mashiach. Either just showing off that I'm the owner by doing Mashiach, or it's a physical Kinyan of Haval Roshusai. We had on Chafez and Lebeja, as I'm a flake, it's the Rambam and the Raivit. Devin Ozel was Taila, I don't remember, we had four or five Machleiksim, one that sticks out. If you want to do a Mashiach, it should be found 30 days from now. I want to do a Kinyan Mashiach, and I'm saying it should be found 30 days from now. If Mashiach is, I bring it into my Rishos, so then we said that if you want it to be kind of after 30 days, it can't work, because it's the Maisa of bringing it into my Rishos, which is the Kinyan. That's a Maisa which is of our life. It happens and it passes. If it's because I'm showing I'm the owner, I pull into my Rishus and people could see I own it. So calls a man, it's still in my Rishus at the end of the 30 days. It's still at the end of 30 days. This is one of the Nafkaminas. I think we had another Nafkamina. If you have to pull the whole animal into your Rishus or just part of it. I want to be kind of a car, the Kinyan Mashiach. I park it half in my driveway, half out on the sidewalk. Is that a Kinyan Mashiach? If you hold that a Mashiach has to be Aval of Shusai, so I have to bring it all to my Rishus. If it's to show I'm the Bailam, so then this is enough. I'm showing I'm the Bailam on half the car, so that's showing I'm the Bailam the whole car. Nobody owns the front of the car, not the back of the car. So these were the two of the Nafkaminas we had in the question of how Kinyan Mashiach works. So Mesira, Mashiach, I think of all the things we learned this man, these are the most important things to get klar. Taich Kinyan Mesira, Taich Kinyan Mashiach, Kinyan Akbo, all the Kinyanim that we spoke about. Right, there's one more Nakuda Taisis. I'd like to finish the Gemara. The Gemara comes here to the elephant case. Elamayata Pil or Epshimim Vame Yichna. It's a very memorable Gemara, because any time a Gemara talks about an elephant, it's what's a shayla? How you kind of pill? Hagbah? What kind of hagbah? Amalei Abayi b'chalipin to a different Kenyan. Chalipin inam yisafres mataima. You own the place it's on. You kind of a Kenyan chater. Reb Zera Amar maybe arba kelim u'minichin takas raglo. You took four kelim, presumably strong ones. And you have the animal stand on the kelim. What are you kinyan with? Which kinyan? What? With kinyan? What? Not agbar, right? Gemara now holds the kelim shel akef, which is like a kinyan. Okay, listen carefully. The Gemara will end up talking about hagbar by an elephant, but right now the Gemara wants to say that just like your chatzar is kaina, your kelim are kaina. My hand can be kaina things. My chatzar can be kaina things. My kelim. Let's say I come into your store and I put down my box and you put your things in my box, so my box should be kaina for me. That's the Gemara says. So here you take an elephant. Why do you need four kelim? Why don't you just take one big one? This time you don't have a big one big enough for an elephant. No? That's what it means, right? So you take four boxes. And you have the elephant put one foot in each box. And you're going to be kind of the elephant with Kalev
Shalakeach b'shus meicher. This is Pshat in the Gemara, right? You kaina the elephant with kelav shel kaina b'shus meicher. Make sense? I want to ask you a shiloh. I want to be kind of something with Kenyan Kleeve. Let's say I want to buy something from you with a Kenyan Kleeve. So I know if he's a Kleeve, it's just like it doesn't work. So I go out, we're in the street, in the Simta, I put down my box, and I tell you, I want to be kind of, my box should be kind of. Let's say, I'm not off the Dalai Lama's Simta, the place where I'm not allowed to keep my box for a long time. But I want my box to be kind of, pile in whatever it is I'm buying. So you go, and I'm buying a lot of something long. Buying ropes from you. So you throw the ropes in the box. The ropes are partially in the box and partially hanging out of it. Hanging out of the box. Am I kind of the part that's hanging out? Well, it's only the things that's in the box. By Kinyan Yad, so what do we say by Yad? Yeshiva said that by Kinyan Yad, what's in your hand, you're kind of, what sticks out of the sides, you're kind of becoming a Ragba, but not with Kinyan Yad. That what sticks out of the sides, we said if it's standing upwards in your hand, kind of, no matter how high, and he said if it's sticking out sideways, it's the only kind of chelik in your hand, what's sticking out sideways, if you do Ragba, you're kind of Ragba. As far as Yad being kind of, the only kind of what's in the palm, or in the fingers, now what's sticking out? You stub the same thing with a chatzar, no? One second. By a chatzar, the stub will be the same thing. Let's say I want to be kind of a kinyan chatzar. So if you give me something, kinyan chatzar, it's half in my chatzar, half out of the chatzar. You might get to me that you would have to cut it? What? I'm asking you, let me go step by step. The hand, we say it's not bottle. What's sticking out, sticks out. By chatzar, I want to buy something from you. Kinya chatzar. You give me a car, half of my chatzar, half out of the chatzar. And you think I'm kind of the half that's out of the chatzar? So I'm not. The part that's in the chatzar, I'm kind. The part that's out, I'm not kind. Because you can cut it. All right, 1 second. So let's say I have a box and I put a talus, half in, half out. So what am I kind of logically? The part that's in and not the part that's out. If you're hopping right away, what am I getting at? This elephant, is the elephant all in the four boxes? Huh? And if you have a big enough box, you don't need four boxes. You can make one box and make the elephant go into it. The Gemara says four boxes, it sounds like each box is the size of the one leg of the elephant, no? So the Gemara is talking tough. You put an elephant. You put the elephant, putting one leg in each of the four boxes. So you have the elephant standing. You have four boxes. My question is: you kind of the whole elephant, or just the part that's opposite the boxes upwards? Four legs. You kind of the belly of the elephant or the tail of the elephant? You're laughing. It's push it that. I don't know which way it's push it. Huh? I have four boxes. I take an elephant. He puts one leg in each box. Now there's a part of the elephant that's not in the box.
So
when I do Kinyan Yad, if you give me a handkerchief, Kinyan Yad is sticking out. I'm also want to be kind of the whole thing. But what's that in my hand? I'm not kind of. Some. If you give me a talus, all four quarters of my hand, the part of it is out, so I cut whatever's in, not in my hand, no? I don't think so. Kinyan. The Kinyan Chatzah has to say, there's something sticking out of my chatzah, I'm kinyan. A talus, half of my chatzah, half out of my chatzah. So I'm only kinyan the half that's in my chatzah. The elephant, the four legs are in the four boxes. If the four boxes are big enough that the whole elephant is over the box, no problem. But otherwise, Rubai Kekulai, if I have a handkerchief in my hand and part of it is sticking out, I say Rubai Kekulai, the Siva said that only what's in my hand. So I'll be kind of the Chevach Shavatoy.
Maybe. What? Here, there's no other way to do it. I get a big enough fat. Is that the reason? There's no other way to do it. Get a big box. I get a very big box. They're big boxes. I don't think they're not so big. I mean, they're big, but they're boxes. Remember, this box doesn't have to be strong enough to hold the elephant. It could be a cardboard box. It stands in it. Of course, if I pick up the box, it'll plot, but who cares? All I need is to just stand in my box. You can't appeal by four boxes under the four legs. What? Cardboard box? It's not heavy, a big cardboard box. You have a you ever saw sandbox? The kids play in sandboxes. You take such a box, the size of a sandbox, you pick it up, you put it down, you have the elephant's baby. I'm not sure what it means here. Four boxes, 4 feet, and you're kind of the whole elephant. How are you kind of the whole elephant? Do you see the cell that sticks out of that kind? I don't know. So we'll have to do some research on this pill business. What? Big, you can get a big bag. I told you, a sandbox the kids playing in the country. That's big enough for an elephant. What? But then why don't you say 4 boxes? Just say 1 big box. It's our boy Kalim. Nichatachas Radlov. It's not sure that you don't have a big enough box. So you take 4 Kalim under the 4 legs. This combines mashma that was sticking out, you find the tooth. If we went to live in the Sivis, I just answer you. You say, what do you mean? It's all one elephant, so you cut it all thing. Whatever's sticking out, sticking out. In fact, the Gemara, Shmami no keo shal kef, which is nice, a kono kef. Your teretz is only good if you hold, if you buy it, lo yishita. Keo shal kef, which is nice, as kai. You need to be patient, you buy it. Now, but the Gemara, hachamay askinon, either besimta, simta is easy, and the simta, so there's no problem. You could be kind of a pill in the simta. Then you don't need the 4 boxes anymore. Inami b'chavila is mayrais. Machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. What is chavila is mayrais? Rashi holds chavila is mayrais means you make a ramp out of chavila is mayrais and you walk the animal up the ramp, and that's a kinyan hagbah. So this is a chiddush this gemara. If you walk an animal up a ramp, you're kind of with kinyan hagbah. Taisus disagrees. What was Taisus' chat? We spoke about it on Chafez on the base. The Pirsha Ben Hatam. That you hold the food high enough that the elephant jumps to get it. Now again, this is totally another machlokes. Rashi holds you need 3 tefachim. Some elephants don't jump 3 tefachim. But Ben Hatam holds 1 tefach is enough. So I hold it up. The animal raises itself, jumps up to get the thing, so that's a Kenyan Hagbah. Where do we have this thesis? Where do we bring it up? Which case do we have of our base on the days? That the place was Madama to the elephant? Huh? The? Good, the fish with the net, right? We spent some time, quite a bit of time, on the Machlaikis Tzais held that if you put out a fish net, the shaila was, if you put out a fish net and fish start coming towards your net, are you kind of the fish before they get there? So the Ksais brought 2 things. He brought Meshicha, because the Gemara there said if you call the animal and it comes, it's a Meshicha. What about the fish that go up? It's not Meshicha, it's Hagbah. So he brought this Taisus. This Taisus was his Makar. That Hagbah, if you cause it to jump up, that's a Kenyan. That's a Kenyan Hagbah. So that was what the car was for this Taisus. So again, as you say this with a Taisus, that Gram Hagbah is Hagbah. If you hold something in a position where the animal jumps up in order to get it, it's Hagbah. If you have something attached to a magnet, and you hold a piece of metal, and the magnet jumps up and it hits the magnet jumps up, so you kind of, even though you didn't pick it up, but if you cause it to go upwards, and that's also considered a nice opinion. That's what you see here from Taisus. Rashi doesn't necessarily argue with his side. Rashi just teaches the Gemara differently. Rashi teaches because Rashi also needs 3 tefachim. So that's why he Yeah. So Mimela, Rashi says, Chavilei Zvairais means that it was walking it up a ramp, you kind of with a ramp. I mentioned to you numerous times that my feeling always was that if you drive a car up a ramp, you kind of with Agbah. You drive a car up a ramp on a highway or up a ramp in a parking garage, you kind of with Agbah. And a number of other Rabbanim that I discussed this with disagreed with me. Originally it was a Chesh Mishpat Shaila. And a number of people disagreed with me. They hold that a highway ramp is considered the street. It's not called Hagbah, it's not called Chavilei Zvairais. It's not Daima. I'd love to find a Raya. I'd love to find a Raya for myself. No, I'd like to find a Raya which way Sam is. If a highway ramp, you drive a car, you borrow a car. We said you're not chayiv, it's not responsible until you're chayiv, Mashiach. So you borrow a car, you drive on the highway, it's not Mashiach. Mashiach has to be Lushusai. So you drive on a ramp that goes up. Is that a Kenyan or is that not a Kenyan? So that is, that's the Shari. That would be.
How about a hill? Maybe it's a coach.
A hill, I'm asking, a hill is not Hagbah. Because no matter how high the hill is, it's still Karka. It's still the Karka of the earth. It's not a highway ramp. If the highway ramp is piled up earth, I'm asking. I mean, if it's like you're talking about the Gowanus, you go up under the Gowanus, so it's on pillars. So the way I would understand, if you take pillars and you put something on top of it, it's Hagbah, it's Chavilei Zvairais. So I don't know, I'm asking, if it's earth piled up on the ground, so that's not Hagbah. If it's something on a raised platform, it would seem, to me it's like the Shadav of Pashat, that should be Hagbah. Because if it's the ground, so it's the ground, that's not Hagbah, you don't pick it off the ground. Picking up, you have to pick it off the ground. So if it's on the ground, it's on the ground. What are you going to do? If the ground has a hill, it's still the ground. But if it's a raised thing, a raised platform, if it's all earth, concrete earth, it's like a mikveh. Mikveh has to be built in the ground. If I have a hill, even if I make a man-made hill and I build a mikveh, it's called built in the ground. If I take poles and I make a street on top of the poles and I put a, then I'm going to build a mikveh there, that's a keli. That's earth. It's not the Kabbalah. Stam, I don't know.
So
it's
like I think with the car that
you pick up the whole car, you kind of have one. If you're not going to take it, you're not going to take it, you're not going to take it. Every Akbar, if someone picks up somebody else's thing, you're not going to take it. It's only if only he sells it. Okay. There are a number of other nekudas in this Gemara. Just there's one ksais which I'll mention to you. Why is there no mesira in a simta? He said mesira only works for shush sheinu shel shneim. It doesn't work for mesira. So in this big Taisis brought Taisis himself held pasha that mishicha adif, so mesira doesn't work. Rabbeinu Chaim Kayin held, why is Basira not Kayin in the Simta? What did Rabbeinu Chaim Kayin say? Basira is not Kayin of the Simta because it's about 10 lines, 8 lines at the end of Taisis, because it's not your Simta. I bring my animal into a parking place. That's a Simta. So I'm Kayin of the Dalet Amos. I'm kind. If you want to come now and I want to give it to you, the Mesira, I can't because it's still my symptom. My animal is standing in my symptom. It's not your place, it's not your symptom, it's my symptom. So by handing you the reins doesn't change it. It's still my symptom. As Rabbeinu Chaim Kayin said, which is mashma, like we spoke about symptom once, that a symptom we had two mahalchim. If symptom you mamish kainet, I'm just kind of for a use. So Rabbeinu Chaim Kayin holds that you can't do Mesira in a Simta because it's Yafshah. So it doesn't matter which is a better kidney, it's just Yafshah because it's your Simta. And the Taisus says because it's Shaykh Mashiach, Mashiach is a better kidney. Now this Machlaikis is itself an important Machlaikis to know. The Taisus has a Shaila by Kinyan Shtarais. Kinyan Shtarais, the Ramban says, it can be kind of shtar of Mesira, because it's not shayach, shicha, hagbah, on a shtar. Because a shtar, what's a shtar? piece of paper. Piece of paper, you can be kind of what I bought. But the shtar is something where by claiming the paper, I'm claiming the shibudim in the paper. It's a abstract thing that I want to. I'm not. You give me a shtar, I don't want to be claiming the paper. Let's say you're selling me a loan. Someone owes you money. So you're selling me. You can sell a bond. You can sell a loan. You're selling me this loan. By giving me the shtar, I'm kind of this loan. The person owes it to me. So it's not shaykh hagbah on the paper. It's shaykh, but not on the concept of the loan. On the abstract, the lashon of the Ramban is ein shaykh hagbah ala shibudim. You can't pick up shibudim. You can't slap shibudim. Shibudim is mesira. The thing that works is mesira. Mesira means you're handing over to me the rights you have. You have certain rights. Something is mesira to you. But shtar only mesira is shaykh. Something size, that's a Ramban. And Shtarais, only Mesira works, and that's the way we pass it. Could you do Mesira of Shtarais in a Simta? That's the Shah, that's size. Could you do Mesira of Zephyr Shisaram? Could you do it in a Simta? He says, let's see. Quite a Taisvis. Why doesn't Mesira work in the Simta? Because Mashiach has a better kingdom. I have a Shtarais, Mashiach has not a better kingdom. Like the first sheet in Taisis, Mesira works in the symptom. Question Rabbeinu Chaim Chayim, why doesn't Mesira work in the symptom? Because the symptom is still my Rishos. Kozman, I'm there with my Shtar. The Shtar is in my Rishos. So it's not Shayach. But the Sias Mesira, even though I give it to you, it's still in my Dalet Atis. So according to him, it wouldn't work. So he says, this would be enough. Gemina, the place is in the Simon Samachas. The Simon Samachas, the Karton Chas. And he makes this nafkamina. Nafkamina is important, but more important, could know the machlaikis, taisis, or beno chayim taisis. We spent a lot of time, where the ideal thing would be, I'm not saying I'll do it, I should do, is I should collect. We spent over Svira, I mean, right, we made it for Pesach to Shavuos. We learned a lot of vinyanim of Eved, we learned a lot of vinyanim of kinyanim. The best thing would be if we would collect tshuvas. It have to do with kinyanim, we spend a day going through Shailas of Kinyanim and applying the Shicha, the Sira, all the Kinyanim we had. So maybe over the Shavuos they have time to try to collect the things and Shavuos they have to do with it to apply our knowledge. Yes, Hashem.